I walked into Scram yesterday morning, totally in my own little world. And then you sat down on the couch next to me, and I was completely prepared to ignore you. But then, as you were giving status on your tickets, something about your voice, God. It got my attention. It made me wonder, what if the end of Scrum, I came up with some bullshit reason to get you to go into the adjoining conference room with me? Like inviting you to help me work this bug since you're an associate and I know you want to get into writing more code. And once we're both in the room and the doors are slid shut, I could push you down into a chair. Get down on my hands and knees. And grab the Ethernet cable. And use it to tie your hands behind your back in that chair. Once I've got you good and restrained, then I think it'd be time to talk about how you can earn working on this bug with me. I think the first step to that is earning this pussy. Logical jump. Before we can get there, you need to be really good and hard for me. So I could crawl back over in front of you, unbuckle your belt, undo your pants, that gorgeous cock of yours out of your boxers. I'd have to look up at you just for a couple seconds to see that anticipation on your face, wondering what's next. Before I take you in my mouth, savoring you, feeling you start to grow. God, I love that feeling. Licking the pre-cum off the head of your cock. Squeezing your balls a little bit. How much would I have to suck your cock to get you really good and hard? To get you to forget the people right on the other side of that frosted glass? But once you were good and squirming, you could stand up. Slide my skirt up my thighs. Slide my panties to slide. Straddle you. And then start to ease my way down onto your cock. Deeper. And deeper. Until I can feel that of your cock pushing against my cervix. And then I can just start to move a little bit. Just a little bit. Kind of tease the both of us. Make you really want to touch me. So you can start to feel that cable biting at your wrist. And then I'd start to move a little bit more. Lifting myself off of your lap just a bit more. Sliding back down. Don't forget to be quiet. Oh, because all of our coworkers are so close. Myself up even more. Oh, so I can slam myself back down on you. Making sure every time I lift myself up, I clench my pussy around you. So tight. Before slamming myself back down on you. Oh, God. Shoulders of yours. To reach the other around. Grab a fistful of your hair. Pull your head back while I fuck you. So you understand that you're my fucking toy. When you start to get close, I'll just slow down. Sink all the way back down on you. Remind you. You need to earn this. And once I'm sure you're ready, then I'll start fucking you again. Maybe I'm unbuttoning my shirt a bit. Pull one of my breasts out of my bra. So you can squeeze it. Still gripping your cock with my pussy. God. I think you might have needed some put your hand over my mouth for that one. Or else there's no way they wouldn't hear me. Once I've come really good and hard on your cock, well, something like that. Slide my panties back in place. Button on my shirt. Slide my skirt back down. But before I left the room, I have to remind you that we should probably have our own stand-up. Every couple days, you know, just to review your progress with that book.